In the name of the all-merciful and loving God, amen. Please be seated. Well, Ash Wednesday is back. Year in, year out, we seem to return to this solemn, holy day, which begins the season of Lent, this journey of walking with Jesus towards Jerusalem, towards his death, and ultimately towards his resurrection on Easter Sunday. Every year as we gather together on this Ash Wednesday, we hear prayers and readings and litanies and songs that talk about our failings, our mistakes, our weakness, about our humanity. As individuals, as a church, as a human family, it's pretty hard to escape this day's service without recognizing something about our brokenness, about the fact that we don't always get things right. Now, here's the thing. Even though many of us may well have been here Ash Wednesday in the season of Lent before, even though many of us have been reminded that really what this season is about isn't about our mistakes and our brokenness and our sin, even though we have been reminded that Lent is about God's grace and about an invitation to return, it's really easy to focus our eyes, our hearts, and our souls on ourselves today. It's easy for us to fixate on all the wrong things, right? To think about our failings, to think about the ways that we've stumbled, to think about the way humanity doesn't get it right. It's easy for us to go there. It might be a little harder for us to remember that today is truly all about God's grace. Today, Ash Wednesday, that day that's filled with penitence and all of these words, really is reminding us over and over again that even though we are frail, even though we make mistakes, our God is a God who is so loving and so gracious and so good that God will show up with us over and over again. I mean, that's actually what the ash of Ash Wednesday reminds us of. Let me remind you of the story of the ash on Ash Wednesday, because that ash tells us about God. It all starts with these things. Palms, right? Last year, on Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter, St. Mark's Church went down into the basement. Excuse me, the lower level. We like to call it the lower level. We went into the lower level where we stored a bunch of green-looking palm branches. And we brought them up and we blessed them. And we handed them out to everyone who came to church on Palm Sunday. And then we walked around in circles. Those who go to the 8 o'clock service, they stayed inside and did it in the Great Hall. The rest of you who go to the 10 o'clock service, they got the lucky task of marching outside throughout the driveway. And as we held these branches, we kept saying, "Hosanna to the King of Kings." We entered into the history of Jesus, where people in Jerusalem, people who followed Jesus, took branches and welcomed him as a king, as a Lord, as someone that they would follow, as someone they would trust, as someone they welcomed into their lives. But you know the bizarre thing about Palm Sunday? Is even as we are still holding these palms, that very same day, you know what happens? We hear the story of Jesus being arrested and abandoned by his friends and being judged and being tortured and being killed. And suddenly, these palms, which were all about welcoming Jesus as Lord and King, have suddenly turned into something entirely different. At least for me, they've turned into reminders that even when I try to do my best, I fail. Even as people tried to welcome Jesus, before you knew it, things had fallen apart. And if we were simply human, we would stop there. And we would recognize that these things are symbols of our failure. But they're not. They're holy symbols of our desire to welcome God. So yesterday, at about 11:30 in the morning, I took a pile of these old palms and I cut them up and I tore them into pieces and I threw them into an old kitchen bowl that we had here, which the kitchen doesn't want to use anymore, because I lit the palms on fire and burnt them up to ash. Then I took that ash after praying over it and I ground it up through a colander and added it to the incredible stock of ash that we have back in our sacristy. And suddenly, through the grace of God, through the goodness of God, through the gift of Lent, these things, these symbols of our mistake, these symbols of our weakness, have become the ash that invites us to begin again. These palms have become the doorway through which we can recommit ourselves today to following God, to loving as God would have us love, to forgiving as God would have us forgive, to try to follow God yet again. That's the story of the ash on Ash Wednesday. That is the story of God. That our God takes us no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done. And God doesn't focus on the past. God simply opens God's arms of love to us and invites us home, invites us to follow, invites us to turn and seek after goodness and grace. That is the story of this Ash Wednesday. So friends, no matter where you're coming from today, no matter if this is your first time walking the road of Lent, or it's been a few more times than that, no matter if you're looking forward to having ashes put on your forehead, or you're not so sure about it, hear me. Today is not about your weakness. Today is not about your mistakes. Today is about God, the God who makes all things new, the God who welcomes us back, the God who invites us to begin again. Amen.